how many didn't have school again today?
They were all at the corner with their little, did you see it, or did you come the back way?
No, I came the back way.
They were all the four-way today.
Oh, were they?
Do you need a headset? Shut up, Brandon.
That's good, okay.
All right. Good morning, I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on day 13 of our HUNCA session. It's April 10th, 2018, the time is 10:03 a.m. Congressman Walker, pray for us this morning, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for the pretty weather, the sunshine, Lord. Just pray for some rain. We're in need of it, Lord, to replenish our soil and get the grass growing, Lord. I want to ask a special favor that you somehow help resolve the issue with our teachers and our legislators, figure out how to get them more pay and get our kids back in school, Lord. I just pray for our men and women in uniform, Lord, and just help us end out these last couple weeks of session, get some good things done for our people, Lord. That's what we're here for. And I just want to ask for forgiveness for our sins, Lord. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodchalk.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 9th. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
At the top of page 3, as it pertains to ONCR 1744, it says Speaker Pratt referred ONCR 1744 to enrollment. Is that correct?
It's been removed.
Pardon me?
That line has been removed.
Okay, thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
On page 3 also, excuse me, my mistake. Motion to approve the journal for April 9th. Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The journal for April 9th is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief Members of Congress, the Appropriations Committee met yesterday, immediately following session, and as is one of our duties, we review appropriation priorities. We had a motion on the floor to hold legislation, so that is one of the things that we met on. We have a committee recommendation, and you have it in front of you, about the Hunk Accession appropriations from the general fund. These are specific to the general fund. We had a committee recommendation, and we voted on the committee recommendation. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Pratt, Mason, Edwards, Supernaw, and Walker. Second page will have that recommendation on it. There's a brief explanation first, and it says the committee has determined the general fund and the treasury to have sufficient funds to support as presented April 9th, 2018, ONCA 1804, ONCA 1807, ONCA 1808, ONCA 1809, ONCA 1812, ONCA 1813, ONCA 1822. You'll have an attached report there that have all of those bills that have been filed, appropriation bills that have been filed coming out of the general fund. The motion was made to recommend to Congress that the bills in the standing committees with the funding requests from the general fund be processed and report ONCA 1807, currently in the appropriation committee, out with the same recommendation as the standing committee. The motion was seconded and passed with 6 yeas and 0 nays. And then the second motion that we voted on for a recommendation was to recommend to the motion to commit made on April 3rd, 2018 be rescinded as legislation seeking appropriation from the general fund. Be rescinded. Okay. The motion was seconded and passed with 6 yeses and 0 nays. And like I said, we have the report. I don't know if questions are appropriate right now, but maybe we can talk about it in motions and notices if somebody has any questions about this report.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards. I thought you had a question. Okay. Reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. The Health and Social Services Committee met on bill number ONCA 1809, an act to amend ONCA 1799 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Willow Tree Residential Treatment Centers in the amount of $281,781 and to establish an alternate effective date. The date of the meetings were March 29th and April 3rd, 2018. Final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Edwards, Pratt, and Whitehorn, one absent, Walker. I would draw the committee's attention to the summary of purpose and note that this is a shortfall for FY18 for the men's PRT and also a $205,000 appropriation to open the women's facility. And note that this bill, when passed and extrapolated out to the next year, will result in an $825,000 or more appropriation for these services. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. Government Operations Committee met yesterday, considered resolution number ONCR 1807, a resolution to approve a memorandum of understanding between the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and the Osage Nation. Sponsor is Congressman Norris. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Goodfox, Maker, Norris, and Mason.
Thank you. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Excuse me, Congressman Walker.
Once again, reading in ONCA 1824, an act to amend the Anti-Alienation Act at 25 ONC Section 2-103 to allow properties in the NAHASDA home ownership program and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm reading in an act to authorize and appropriate $8,000 to the Tulsa League of Women Voters for hosting and costs of candidate debates for the chief, assistant principal chief, Congress, and Minerals Council prior to June 1 of this year and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Are there any more bills or resolutions to introduce? Seeing none, bills on first reading, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, I am reading OSCR 1810, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of an International Swaps and Derivative Association, Inc. agreement by the Osage Nation and the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise to manage its interest rate risk on outstanding debt and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction. This was a topic of a special session, which I withdrew this legislation. The professionals from Derivatives Law Department gave a presentation to the Commerce Committee. The committee members seemed to want to hear this legislation again, so I filed it. And then I'm also reading, can I continue?
Continue.
Also reading in ONCR 1811, a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. This is an annual resolution we are to pass every year as it pertains to projected revenue. I have filed the resolution with last year's numbers in it because we still have yet to receive the numbers, the completed numbers from the Treasury Department, which is my understanding they will be over today, and then we will put the FY19 numbers in to consider in committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCR 1810 is assigned to Commerce. ONCR 1811 is assigned to Appropriations. General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1766, an act to amend ONCA 1439 to increase the maximum for research and writing to $24,000 to appropriately compensate the associate trial judges and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 48, strike $65,000 and insert $56,000. Page 1, line 55, strike $65,000 and insert $56,000. Page 1, line 66, strike $65,000 and insert $56,000.
There's a motion to amend on the floor. Is there a second? Seeing none, the motion dies. And ONCA 1760, oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 67, insert annual expense allowance of $2,100 paid in equal pay period installments and.
Second.
A new amendment, page 1, line 51, strike $3,000 and insert $6,100. Strike $3,000 and insert $5,100.
There's a Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I don't have that legislation before me, so I can't really vote on that as a no to second that or not without that being in front of me.
Okay, would I, we could recess if everyone would like.
I'll withdraw that one.
Okay. Okay, so there is one amendment that was seconded.
Right.
Okay. All right, is that all? Okay. Next is ONCA 1792, an act to amend the definition of national emergency in the special session law 15 ONC section 1104 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, we'll advance to third reading after engrossment. We are now in motions and notices. Congressman Maker?
Yeah, culture meeting, immediate pause session.
Okay, thank you.
15, 20 minutes.
15 or 20 minutes before we start, okay. Congressman Walker?
Government Operations Committee meets today from 1 to 2:30. We had planned to try to finish the merit bill with members of the executive branch, including the HR Director Scott Johnson and Terry Mason Moore. I was informed this morning that neither of them are available for this afternoon's meeting. I will visit with the sponsor after the meeting. I visited with a couple others, but I'm hoping to find out another time where they are available, which I've been communicated a couple options. So if you have a bill in Government Operations Committee that you would like to have heard this afternoon, please let me know so I can revise the agenda.
Yesterday, there was a thing happening that I think will be critical to the nation. And I think the Commerce Committee needs some guidance from the Congress. I'd like to go into executive session in the Committee of the Whole to discuss those problems that we're facing. And I don't want to spend, I mean, I hope not to spend a lot of time, but at least just get some kind of direction of how the Congress wants us to proceed. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion that we go into a Committee of the Whole and go into executive session to discuss items critical to the nation.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded. Discussion?
Is that in order?
We have a roll call or what?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I think that our agenda should be noticed for something like that. Can we do it tomorrow, or are you amending the agenda to include executive session today?
Yeah. Well, we can't predict these things, yeah. And I want to put them off.
There's an it would be, he's not amending the agenda, he's making a motion in motions and notices, so it is in order, and that's, so now it's up to you. We're in the discussion of to go into a Committee of the Whole. Executive session. Yes, sir. Regarding commerce. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I'm not opposed to going into Committee of the Whole, but if we go into executives, first, can he limit his motion to the Committee of the Whole? Or how do we do that? We have to come out of the Committee of the Whole and then go back into the Committee of the Whole in the executive session? Or is he calling for a Committee of the Whole only in executive session? Are you calling for a Committee of the Whole only in executive session?
Are you, do you want to go into a Committee of the Whole and then come out and make a motion to amend the agenda and go into executive session?
No,
I don't understand what you want.
The motion is to enter into the Committee of the Whole, but if we enter, it can be executive session because once we're in Committee of the Whole, you can't make a motion.
I understand.
So he's making a motion to enter Committee of the Whole executive session.
And is it not right that you have to state the purpose of the executive session if you go into it?
Yeah, you could. I would ask that you be specific. I mean, he gave a summary of the state of the emergency that he feels as the Commerce Chair.
I thought I
the state of the
emergency.
I agree that you did,
clear.
But could you just let's get it clear in the motion, the language for the purpose of.
Well, I think I said to discuss matters that are critical to the nation and to give some kind of guidance to the Commerce Committee from the Congress.
Yes, okay, we will include that specifically in the motion. Do you have that? We're going to have the clerk repeat what she has. We'll fix it if it's not correct. And discuss further if we need to, otherwise vote. Okay, the motion is to enter committee of the whole executive session to discuss matters critical to the nation, nation concerning the LLCs and guidance for the Commerce Committee. Is that okay, Congressman Sebrunal? Does that suffice your thoughts, your motion?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards?
Is that one of the delineated grounds upon which we are entitled to go into executive session?
I'm just going to guess that I would say yes, but I don't know that there's a specific list, but we can check on that. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
There are specific reasons in the Open Meetings Act for going into executive session, and I believe that we need to hear from our legal counsel what those reasons are and figure out if this falls under one of those so we can have the language of the motion to reflect that. So we're covered by Osage law for those purposes. I see that. I understand.
Right. I understand where we're going.
That there's proprietary reasons that we should be in executive session, and I think that needs to be stated.
Okay. Mr. Gill, we have a motion by Congressman Sebrunal. We have a motion on the floor to enter committee of the whole executive session to discuss matters critical to the nation concerning the LLCs and guidance for the Commerce Committee. Are we missing some language in there, and are we within the committee of the whole executive session realm properly?
Just say for confidential proprietary purposes, and that should
add be confidential proprietary matter for confidential proprietary purposes. Okay. Congressman Sebrunal, was that what you were going to say? Okay.
You know, proprietary.
Okay. All right. Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm fine with that now that it's in proper order. But the question I also have is, I'd also like to discuss the resignation of board members, and if we've gotten a opinion back from the Attorney General regarding what happens when a board does not have enough members to conduct business. Because that's the situation that we have. When was that opinion asked for? The time?
I don't recall offhand, but we don't have an answer back yet.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Congressman Sebrunal.
That and other things are what I wanted to discuss.
I understand, sir.
I don't know if I could enumerate everything that might lead in.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's vote. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we are now entering. We are now entered committee of the whole, and we'll go into executive session.
It has been.
For the purpose of
we don't have a 25
confidential proprietary matters.
To
okay, we need to work out how this is going to work, who's staying, and where the guests are going to
Delia Carr.
Move over to.
Okay. She's going back to Gavok. I need to get that.
All right.
Trey.
Thursday.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
I know.
He went to do big fist.
Thursday morning.